This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. The U.S. economy continues to expand, the Labor Department reporting a pace of 3% annual growth for the second quarter. But don't expect that to translate to a salary increase next year. The Wall Street Journal's John Simons has some answers here for us. So, John, this would seem kind of counterintuitive. We have very low unemployment and fierce competition for talent, yet companies are holding back on raises?
Yeah, that's right. In their sort of budgeting for this year and for next year, companies are kind of signaling that they're a little sort of hesitant, and that they're worried about uncertainty on a lot of fronts across the global economy. And what that means is that they are budgeting for about a 3% increase in raises across the board for people, and that kind of covers roughly the cost of living increases and sort of keeping up with inflation. And they're also a lot of companies are planning to make their benchmarks for bonuses a lot tougher. They're sort of just clamping down on some of these budgets and making it harder to get bonuses, essentially.
So it'll be a little bit more selective based on performance?
That's right.
Now, this is really the first time since the recession that we've seen companies a little unclear and unsure about their future. Because since the recession, we've seen corporate America experience pretty much rapid growth.
That's right. And the people at Aon Hewitt who put together this report and who have done this for about 41 years, surveying companies about how they plan to pay workers, they say that that companies are signaling, like I said, uncertainty, and that they're uncertain about their own performance also, not just what's going on around the world and some of the political uncertainty here in the U.S., but they're concerned about their own performance in the coming year.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's John Simons about why we may not expect to get raises in our paychecks next year. And you're listening to Your Money Matters here at the Wall Street Journal.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So the idea here of companies being more selective with raises based on performance, that is also being used, it says in your story, as a message to employees that they can improve their performance.
That's right. I mean, what companies are doing is they're saying, look, we want to make sure there's one company I talked to in specific for the piece that said, you know, we want to make sure that people don't come to expect these merit increases every year. So we're basically changing the system a little bit to make it clear that you need to perform well, you need to outperform your peers in order to get these appreciable increases in your pay.
It seems like kind of a tightrope for companies. I mean, it's understandable what they're doing, mm-hmm. but at the same time, there is a lot of competition out there for talent and talent within a company's own ranks who might be looking elsewhere.
Yeah, it's really curious. Usually at this point, you know, economists will say when unemployment gets below 5%, around 4.5, in the areas that we've been hovering for the last maybe 5 or 6 months, economists will say that wages start to tick upwards. But everyone I talk to for the story, all the experts say that this is really a sort of disconnect between what's happening at companies and what's happening out in the world in terms of the tightness in the labor pool.
And John, it looks like companies are looking to make a more significant change, maybe eliminating raises altogether for people below Management level?
Yeah, that's right. 40% of companies in this survey said that they plan to reduce or eliminate raises for low-performing employees. And what that means is that, you know, it's going to be hard to just tread water at a lot of companies. You're going to have to really step up your game if you want some kind of increase in your pay.
Wow. Like a new world order.
Yeah.
All right. That's The Wall Street Journal's John Simons in our studio. Thanks for being with us, John.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York at The Wall Street Journal.